Welcome back to Building the Bakken, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Tiffany Steiner and Jackie Schmidt from MBI Energy Services about the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue coming up June 17th at 4 o'clock at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota.
Jackie Schmidt, MBI. Tiffany Steiner, MBI.
Well, we're just about less than a week away from the big Bakken barbecue, so let's talk about how things are going. I thought I'd check in and see how this is going this year, the Bakken barbecue.
Everything's going great. We're right on track. We have all of our sponsors and companies to cook. The menus are getting put together by every company. We're kind of hearing whispers of what everyone's making, and we're just really excited.
Well, let's give the sponsors their due here, and let's make sure you guys can mention some of the, whether it's the main sponsors or list of the sponsors, but, you know, people are wondering if people are supporting community events, and I'm here to tell you, listeners, that people are still supporting these Bakken community events. So let's hear about some of these sponsors.
Our top sponsors are iHeartRadio, who's helping us advertise, Perfect Fit for making our superhero capes, SM Fencing for a fencing that will be provided the day of the Bakken Barbecue, Elite Power for the energy towers they provide, Army's West for the cold beverages, and then our top company sponsors are ConocoPhillips, Dickinson Town Place Suites, Whiting Oil and Gas, Jody Arthod, States Edition, Stanford Occupational Med, WPS Energy. And another one of our top sponsors is Service Printers. They do all of our printing throughout the previous couple months to the Bakken Barbecue. We are very appreciative of everything they do for us.
And how about let's talk the food next?
Well, you know, a lot of it is the food's kind of a secret until the day of. Not many companies give out a lot, but we can say a couple things from MBI. We're doing brisket, which you can never go wrong with. We have one of our employees coming up from Wyoming, and he has an enormous smoker. And no matter what he makes, it's phenomenal. It's really great food. We also have jalapeno poppers, our famous jalapeno poppers, which are amazing. And then our famous Charlie O'Neill, Chuck's Chubs.
Are you looking about the same amount of cookers that are going to be competing for the Bakken barbecue trophy?
You know, we only have one or two less companies cooking this year. We think that's really great that people still are able to come help out, even though everything with the oil and gas is down. We want to thank everyone for the support, even though, you know, the current economic conditions that has affected us this year.
How about Make-A-Wish? Now, again, you guys are not employed by Make-A-Wish. This is something that you guys are doing to help Make-A-Wish. But talk about maybe some of the prizes. And I believe you guys are doing a raffle this year, too. So just talk to me a little bit about that as well.
Yeah, I'll go over our raffle tickets. Our 10th prize is 2 NDSU football tickets. Our 9th prize is Twins tickets at Target Field. 8th prize is a 1-year membership to a beer and wine club. 7th prize is an Apple iPad Air 2. 6th prize is a Yeti cooler with a $100 Worth Shop gift certificate. Our 5th prize is a Traeger grill. Our 4th prize is 2 Viking tickets at the U.S. Bank Stadium. Our 3rd prize is $1,000 cash. 2nd prize is a club-level Denver Bronco ticket. And our grand prize is a trip voucher of your choice not to exceed $2,000.
And let's talk about some of the activities for the kids.
Yes, sponsored by Conoco and DSU. They're making our kitty corner pretty amazing. We're going to have 3 to 4 different jumping castle games. We're going to have face paint. DSU will be cooking kid food. So, you know, not anything fancy for the kids that don't like lobster tail or, you know, they just want a plain hot dog. They're going to provide that as well as a photo booth.
Okay, let's go over the logistics, the time, the place, the rundown, the cost, all that different thing. So what are the logistics for this event?
The Bakken Barbecue will be held at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota, next Friday, June 17th. The barbecue will open to the public at 4 p.m., and the events will start with the band at 7 p.m. At 9:15, we'll announce the winners of the Bakken Barbecue, we'll announce the winners, and then also we have a special
announcement
to make with Make-A-Wish.
The announcement will be about 6:15, 6:30.
Right before the band kicks off, good timing there. So, and is it still Blue Ribbon Band?
Yes, this year it is Blue Ribbon Band. We're excited to have them back.
Oh, I missed what the entry fee is. To get in, it's $15, and that also includes one drink ticket. And once you pay that $15, you can walk around and eat any type of food, play any type of games for the kids. And, you know, we just hope to see everybody there. We hope to have a good turnout this year.
I'll give you guys one anecdotal story. Every year I usually bring somebody from Fargo to the event, and every time they say the same thing. After the very first stop, they get a plate full of food, and then they're like, oh, we don't have to pay more? This is $15 worth of food right here on my first stop. And then he goes to like four or five different stops. So it's you get well worth your money in food. Plus, if you get a drink ticket and you get to help a good cause. So that's how I look at it.
Yes, if you don't go home, you know, you got to keep eating and try everyone's food if you can.
And that's what's important about this, is that you guys are still doing the event. It's still being sponsored. It still sounds like it's going to be embraced by the community. And really, at the end of the day, isn't that really what this is all about, is to bring everybody together and raise some money for Make-A-Wish and have a good time and yet have a full belly at the end of the day?
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's really about the children who we're helping. And everyone that is involved in this barbecue knows exactly why we're coming together, why we're taking all the time out of our days and weeks, and we just really have a good time giving back to Make-A-Wish.
To listen to the full-length interview with Tiffany Steiner and Jackie Schmidt from MBI Energy Services about the 4th annual Bakken Barbecue, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
The 4th annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the 4th annual Bakken Barbecue.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with William Prentice, CEO and Chairman of the Meridian Energy Group.
How about jobs? Do you have any rough estimates on how many, you know, jobs are going to be needed to build it, and then how many are going to be employed afterwards?
Sure. The construction will peak out at about 500 people. Permanent employees will ramp up to just under 200 over a two-year period. The state of Washington did some studies on the total employment impact of a refinery, looking at the refineries over in Anacortes, and they determined that every refinery job created total employment of from 10 to 12 other jobs. So at 200, we'll be producing total employment of from 2,200 to 2,400. I should mention also that our primary hiring objective is locals. We're not bringing in a whole bunch of refinery people from the Gulf Coast. Okay. We're going to start here with, you know, this labor pool is exceptionally well qualified, you know, from an agriculturally based economy. Work ethic is great. Familiarity with machinery and tools. We're going to start here.
I would think this is pretty good news for the energy industry.
Well, you know, the community itself has been behind us 100%. It's a brand new type of refinery, and I think that's going to impact the industry, and that we're adopting practices that will become standard over the next 10, 20 years.
Just good news for the energy community. I would imagine this is the type of momentum that a lot of people are liking to see, because if, you know, you look at the 90s, the decade was low oil prices, all but maybe 1 or 2 years. And so I'm starting to see more. Continental, for example, I talked to them last week, and they are getting some success in the stack play, and they were ecstatic for the industry, not just themselves, but for the industry, that we're starting to add rigs again. So I'm looking at it, if, you know, if we're adding some refineries to the United States, I would think that would be good news.
Well, it is. I mean, what we've seen over the last 10 years with the advent of shale oil and all of the technology associated with that industry is a rebirth of the domestic energy industry. You know, for years and years, we've seen refineries clustered on the coast, feeding off oil tankers from everybody from Venezuela to Saudi Arabia. You know, the Bakken has brought back the domestic industry. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be upstream here where the oil is, not down on the coast trying to feed on foreign stuff.
Yeah. Who's going to be your primary customer?
We are structuring this as a tolling services refinery, in that we are entering into long-term agreements with both crude producers and product off-takers, where they actually pay us a fee to produce those refined products. And you know, there are a number of firms that we're in discussion with, but I can't publicize those right
now. To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, CEO and Chairman of the Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crow, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.